Okay, side two, and I'm sitting on the cord and smoking a cigarette and doing all those good things. Let's see. I had all the news about all your acquaintances, peoples, friends, relatives. I'm very happy to hear all the tidbits. And then I have to tell you about mine. I was trying to think. I don't know if I mentioned this to you or not. One of the little sergeant, Ken McDonald, who sent you the packages, or he mailed them for me, he wrote me a letter. He's in Hawaii. I think he's stationed there permanently. Anyway, he lost my address, my home address, Duchess, so would I write to him and give him my address? He still has my award. That award has been all over the world. You know, it's only a certificate of achievement. You would think it was the Purple Heart or something. But, oh, by the way, Duchess, I have a Purple Heart. Yeah, I didn't earn it. I was not wounded other than a broken fingernail recently. But other than that, I do have one. I got it from one of the sergeants that had about 50 of them. He thought he'd be only too happy to give them out. So he did one day. He was giving them to almost anybody who asked for them. Anyway, I wanted to see what one looked like. I hadn't seen the whole metal ribbon thing. Anyway, I think I'll put that in the suitcase, send it home to you. So if you see a Purple Heart, don't think I earned it. I did not. But I'll keep it in the footlocker. What was I going to tell you? Oh, dear Gussie. Let me backtrack on here. Oh, Duchess, something else. I know what I was telling you about, Ken. Anyway, I wrote him a note. This, I think, was Ken's way of getting me to write to him. He's very nice and very sweet, but I really don't want to write letters to him. But anyway, I did get off a quick note to him and told him to please forward my award to your address. And so it should be coming, I guess, in a couple of weeks by the time he gets the letter and then gets it mailed. That poor certificate, it's been from Korea to Europe, back to me, to Hawaii, back to the States. It'll be worn out by the time it lands home. Another thing, my coat, Duchess, I was thinking perhaps I should put it in a box and send it airmail or registered mail or something. I don't know. I keep thinking in the back of my mind, maybe I'll need a coat when I leave here. Depends what time of year it is and where I go. Charmaine is cute. She wants me to go home. She wanted me to go home with her now, you know, and then come back again. I just can't see another year, Duchess. I don't know. I just don't know. But, see, November, this past November, was 4 years for me. But it will be 4 years this January that I'm on appropriated fund. And you're only allowed to spend 5 years overseas on appropriated funds since the summer of 66. If you were overseas before that, like Beth and a lot of other people, then you can stay forever, but you can't go to the States. Now, Beth is on leave, on a commercial leave. She paid to go to the States. She's not on reemployment, because if she went home on reemployment, she would have to stay there. Anyway, it gets very tricky. But the point is that we talked about this today, because Charmaine said, Anne, why don't you come home for a couple months and come back for another year, and she'll be here, you know. So I said, no, once January comes, I really can't go for a whole year because I'll be over my 5 years. And Betty said, oh, we'll get a waiver on that. You know, you can come back and all this stuff. But I don't think I will, Duchess. I'd like to stay until the spring. Now that Charmaine is gone, I mean, Charmaine and I were making plans to do 10,000 things, and every week it changed because Charmaine doesn't know what she's doing. And we wanted to go on a trip on the way home. And then we were going to go to Spain, you know, and spend a month or two in Spain. We were serious about this. And Charmaine wanted to see the Greek islands and so on and so forth. But she was tired. And her grandmother being sick and operated on kind of was the clincher, I think. And so I'm pretty sure Charmaine will be back unless she can get a job. When she's home, But she wants to stay in the program, Duchess. That's the difference. I'm not sure I want to stay in this program any longer than I have to. Charmaine does. But she would go to Europe if she could get a GS position. Charmaine has never had a GS position. She's always been NAF. GS is appropriated funds. NAF is non-appropriated. So, anyway, we'll see. We'll see. I told Charmaine to write me a letter. Keep me posted. But I told her I would stay sometime in springtime. I just have visions of coming home in the summertime, sitting in the sun. I have not been out in the sun in a few weeks, I think. What else? I have not seen my friend Bill Van Atten. I really must see him tonight. He'll probably be knocking at the door. I was surprised he didn't come last night. He's been in Bangkok this week. And, of course, I was up north for 18 days. And then when I came back, he was at Bangkok. And I think he came home last night. And I don't know what time he got in. But I didn't see him. He may not have known I was here. And so I think maybe tonight I'll go over and say hello, because then I won't see him again. I'll be gone for a couple of weeks. And Bill Dobson, Duchess, told me the other night, I must go and see him tomorrow. He'll be leaving, and I won't see him before I come back. All the old friends, Duchess, are gone. All my good IGs will be going. Bill Dobson is one of them. And, of course, Van Atten is the other one. That's the only two left. Tom is gone. But Dobson told me that Tom, oh, I just adore that man, he, Duchess, got the one allocation authorized to go to the British War College. In other words, the United States Army gets one allocation for the whole Army to send an officer to the British War College, and Tom got it, and I think that's marvelous. Tom will be, if he stays in, Tom will be at least a two-star general, I'm sure. I mean, he's capable of it. He's probably one of the smartest men I've ever met. I think he's a marvelous person. Very, very sharp. Keeps you on your toes at all times. Anyway, Tom wrote Bill Dobson and told him. And so I was very happy to hear that. But I won't write, and I told him not to write. So it's hard because Dobson will be leaving. I won't have any way of knowing news. But I am glad for him. And just something like that, I think, is worth sharing, because I think that's marvelous to get the only recommendation. Well, I don't know if others were recommended, but I'm very happy for him. He won't go until probably the fall next year. I guess, I don't know, I'm sure it's in England. At least somebody said it was. I have no idea where it is. But that's marvelous. Anyway, so that was a highlight. What else? Oh, dear. So many things. This week, Duchess, I'll be going, well, hopefully Tuesday, I'll be going to Nha Trang, and then Tui Hoa, and then Quy Nhon, and then all the way up to Quan Tri, right up there. That's about as far north as we go, is Quan Tri. And from Quan Tri, I'll go back to Phu Bai. I tell you, all these strange-sounding places, I'm sure occasionally you hear them on the radio or TV, and if you read about them, you will never know what place I'm talking about because they're pronounced so different. Like, Wei is up by Phu Bai. And you know how Wei is spelled? H-U-E, Wei. Or, like Benoit is H-O-A, Benoit. So, anyway, after you hear them a while, they become second nature to you. But this will be quite a circle for me to go again. And I have a little head chopping to do. I have to tell two girls that they're on a shaky probationary period, and if they don't straighten out, we're going to let them go. One is that silly Pat Lucilla. I'm very happy to go up there and read her job description. She's the one I worked with at Anke Duchess, helped close down the club. She's a clown. She really is a dum-dum. And She's got 9 years, 8, 9 years experience at least. And so I told Betty how I thought she was inefficient in handling the closing of the club. Plus, Vera had rated her very low. Plus, even Beth says she isn't any good. So it's kind of a unanimous an agreement with the staff. And so I'm going up there to tell her that we're going to rate her unsatisfactory. I get all the good jobs, such as anything that's dirty, I get it. But I don't mind. I really don't mind. So sometimes it's, most of the time they're very pleasant trips. And sometimes you have to do some dirty work too. So what else can I tell you? I should be back for Christmas. I call this place home because when I'm not here, I think I'm away from home. And when I'm here, I think I'm home. When I'm really not home at all, right? Oh, dear. Let's see, what else? I should really do a lot of things. I should send some money to my brother for his children for Christmas. I have not done that. Of course, my checking account looks sick. I should send mother some money. That's what I must do. Maybe I'll do that tonight or something. I should make a tape to Chocho. I have not talked with her or written. And she had sent me some scarves, you know, beautiful scarves. And so did Don. Sent me some scarves for my birthday. And I have not even said thank you, I don't think. So I had a lot of people I should get in touch with. Dear Gussie. It's all the time. Never catching up. What day is today? Today's the 6th, 1, 2, less than 3 weeks to Christmas. Oh, in the mess hall there was a Christmas tree with lights on it tonight, Duchess. We have a tree in our office, and we have wreaths hanging all over, and I have some mistletoe, and we're really decorating. And I'm sure that when I get back, there'll be all these umpteen parties. Everybody having a little get-together. So, just trying to think of what else I can tell you. Usually I'm not so hesitant. Not hesitant, but lost for things to go into. So much of it has become routine that I no longer think of it as news. I did read a very good book. It takes about an hour to read it. Peter's Principle. It's, you may or may not have heard people talking about it. It's his theory is that in a hierarchy, people rise to the level of incompetence. It's very well written, very humorous. And I told you I read The Godfathers. For me, this is fantastic, Duchess. Those are the only two books I think I've read in the last 15 years or something. I never even read much when I went to school, no more than I had to. I barely get through the newspaper every day, if I can get a hold of one. Let's see, what else? I'm sitting here with this huge TV. Do you know I haven't even opened the box, the TV box? I hate to open it. It's so well packed. And I really should open it, see if it's in good shape. But I'm going to mail it just like it is. I have that big suitcase sitting on it. I'm not so sure that's the thing to do. Huh. Oh, well. I guess I should... Duchess, would you please tell everybody, not that it's anything new to anybody, but I will not be mailing Christmas cards this year. No way am I about to get started. We do have Christmas cards. There are some Christmas cards in the PX. So, I could if I really got so inclined, but I'll just wish everybody a Merry Christmas. So, as a matter of fact, Duchess, I may not be able to make a tape to you again much before Christmas time. When I get back, I'll make one, Duchess, but I'm not going to carry my tape recorder around. And so this may have to be your Merry Christmas wish. Do let me know how you're doing, though, because I want to know. I don't even know what hospital you were in. Toms River General or something? I have no idea what hospital you went to. And when will you go back to work? After the first, I think it was, Duchess. Anyway, Oh, you do have a package. I told you, there are several things coming in a package, and I did send one to Mother. I wish I had sent something to Cho-Cho and to Don, which I have not done. Jeez. I had to wrap up a couple of gifts yesterday, one for Charmaine leaving, and then one for Betty's birthday tomorrow. This is running out. Just know that I'm very well, and I finally got rid of that cold. I only took its regular week. And take care of yourself. That's the important thing. Tell Mother hi. Call my brother. Tell him hello. And if Charmaine calls, you know who it is. Charmaine Lake. And if there's anything you want to give her to bring back or anything to tell her, or she'll be coming back, I'm pretty sure. This is going out quickly. If you get a chance, say hello to Auntie Lizzie. Give her my best. I wish everybody a happy holiday season for me. And don't worry.